What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a young couple inherited a house from their grandmother, immediately started changing some things. And then one strange evening convinced them that someone still cared very much about where the furniture belonged.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening. Share those ghost stories with us. If you got one, share it, right? You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you can. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going?
Oh, it's a beautiful day here today. It is. The sun is out, which is crazy. It's been raining for days. You guys have had rain too. I know. Horrible storms I saw. Up in Salina, Kansas area.
North of me.
113 mile an hour winds.
Uh-huh. We ended up getting up to about 60, so it wasn't too bad here.
Ooh, but that's still a lot.
Yeah.
And I saw pictures of Salina, and it looked like it just snapped utility poles.
Yeah. That's a
just
strong
like
wind.
They were, yeah. Just all down the line. They just showed the street, and pole after pole after pole was just in half.
Yeah, which I remember we had crazy. A storm here once with 100 mile per hour straight line winds, and it did that to trees mm-hmm. all over mm-hmm. town. Big, huge, mature trees just snapped them.
I remember that happening one time when I lived in southeast Kansas, and it did a lot of damage to the downtown buildings.
Yeah, oh, I remember that, yeah.
But I woke up in the night, and I heard what it sounded like a train. It was so loud, and I was confused, and then I thought, oh my God, a tornado, because some people say tornadoes sound like trains,
yes.
when, you know, like if you're right in the thick of it. I've watched them. I've seen tornadoes, but to be right in it and hear it, you know, and the next day they said it was straight line winds,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's just so, howling.
But here it's absolutely gorgeous today, so out to the garden I go.
I am really hats off on all that because you have spent so much time in the garden and I can't do it.
Well,
I had to call my yard kid and I was like, I really need some help cleaning up the backyard again. It needs more than mowing and weed eating. Like you need to get in those beds and I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing way better after my hip surgery, but I'm still using a cane. I can't, you know, the idea of bending over and getting on the ground, like I can't. I'd never get back up if I was able to get down.
Well, I upset a beehive the other day while I was cleaning out beds.
That's terrifying.
I'm okay. They did not seem to be that interested in me, but it's weird. I want to work around it, not disturb it, because they're important to the environment. They're important to my garden, you know, and yet I'm a little bit nervous about working around there.
I would be. Absolutely.
So I haven't quite decided. I have been going back out there and kind of weeding around the area a little bit. So we'll see how I do. It's a weird predicament to be in, because I don't want to lose them really, or I don't want to hurt them for sure. And yet you guys, you're right in my way.
So. Well, like you could just like leave it and then that can be its own little thing, and everything else in your yard could be quite nice.
A little nature preserve.
Yeah, right just there. Right there. Well, let's go to our first story, because this one is pretty interesting. Let's give it a listen.
This is Lola from Los Angeles. Normally I write my stories because I'm a writer and I don't want to miss any details. Well, this is just a short story. This is not something I experienced, but it's something that my mother told to me, and I think it's kind of relevant. Apparently there was a young couple in their neighborhood growing up. This was in Salt Lake. It was a neighborhood where a lot of couples moved into these pre-built homes in the 50s and started families. And even when I was a young girl, a lot of these couples still lived in these homes full of very 1950s Leave It to Beaver furniture. So this young couple, his grandmother passes away, and her home, according to him, had always been decorated the way it was decorated since she moved in. She'd taken great care of it, but the bookshelves had always been where the bookshelves were. The couch had always been in the same position. So this home, they want to keep it in the family. They let this young couple move in. They decide, well, this young newlywed couple needs a place to stay. He was always very close to his grandmother. We'll let them have the home. So they inherit this fully furnished home. They move in. And they decide that now that it's theirs and they're, you know, the younger generation, they want to redecorate. And so they start by moving the furniture around. They move in, they take possession of the home, and they spend a whole day bonding, deciding where things are going to go, moving the couches and the beds and the dining room furniture around. And then after they've set the whole house up to their liking, they go out for dinner or to visit family. They left the house for a short period of time. And when they came home and unlocked the front door, all the furniture was back the way the grandmother had it set up. And no one had been in the home. There were no drag marks on the carpet. No one had been there. The amount of time was not long enough for someone to have snuck in as a prank. It was back exactly the way she wanted it. And from what I understand, as long as they lived in that house, they never tried to move it again. So that's the story. It's very short. I hope you liked it. I have more, and I hope to share them with you soon. Enjoy your day.
You know, that's one of those stories that it's like, my mom told me this story, and it happened in the neighborhood. And so it wasn't like I think she knew those people. So I always wonder, is that the real story, or is that the story that ends up getting passed down? You know, like that game of telephone?
Right.
Like how it gets changed a little. But number one, I don't know if like everything in the house got moved back, but I could see you doing that and then you coming back in later and things are maybe not everything, but some of the things are back where they had been.
You know, I have to tell you, what makes me think, yeah, I can buy into this is because it's happened to me. That I have, my ex-husband and I, when we were first together, were living in this little rental house. We had another guy that was staying with us. He had the extra bedroom and was paying rent too and stuff. And we would have this weird situation where like he had brought furniture too, And so we had some furniture that was, I think, Greg's, that my ex-husband's upstairs. But Gary had brought furniture, and it was downstairs. So he had a sofa and things, too, and that went downstairs. Well, we would come home and go downstairs, and that furniture would be moved. And moved in weird ways. Like, the sofa would be flipped around facing the wall, right up next to the wall. Or, you know, just, it would be in weird places. And one night, we were home, and we were like, we could hear stuff going on in the basement. And we were listening, you know, kind of coming up through the vents, that something was happening. And we ran, and I went over to the top steps, and I said, "Greg, come here." And I opened the door to the basement, and it sounded like furniture was being moved around. It was a cement floor, and it sounded like furniture was just being dragged around. And we immediately just ran out of the house, got in the car, grabbed the dog, and left. We were like, we're not going down there. And then later we come home, venture downstairs, and sure enough, the furniture is all weird.
You know, because that story, like, I could almost say up till the very end, could it have been one of their old stoner friends who came over?
Could you say just, one of my old stoner friends?
Because there was a lot of stoners going in and out of that house.
There were stoners going in and out of that house. Not that I was a stoner.
No,
But
I could see, like, them messing with Gary in the basement. Like, I could see that. But when it happens... Oh, excuse me.
But it happened when we were there, and nobody else was in the house except Greg and I. And there wasn't even, it was weird because there wasn't even another door to get to the basement. You had to come in from the upstairs and go downstairs. It had a few basement windows, but there wasn't really another exit out of that basement.
So, yeah, so you can't blame it on stoners.
No, I'm not blaming that one on stoners. Stoners have been known to do stuff, but I don't think they did
it. So, well, it would be funny.
My point is it's kind of happened to me. So yeah. I can totally say, yeah, you know, I think it could happen. Plus, it is not uncommon. We talk about this a lot, like when people start remodeling or renovating a home and things happen. I think that happened to me just recently in this house that I just moved into. Now, I wasn't here through the major, you know, when it was down to the framework inside and stuff. But when, you know, I got back in, I did feel this weird dynamic. And I actually talked to the house and said, you know, I know this was your house. I know you loved this house. You know, I went through the whole thing. I'm just trying to make it a nice place for me to live too now. And I totally respect you and what you had. But, you know, now I'm here, blah, 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 you know, did the whole thing. And I really haven't had any problems since then as far as moving things in the house.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I get it. I'm totally on board with that. I understand.
But it's also a story that happened to some other people like a generation ago. So is that a story that gets changed as it gets passed down? But I do find it super creepy. That you would spend, and you want to make the house your own. You don't want to go in there to grandma's house and it looks like grandma's house. You want it to look like your house.
And I think this should be a public service announcement for everybody to just right now take and make the commitment that when you die, you're just going to let it go.
Let it go.
Right? Let it go, people. You've got bigger,
you don't need
better,
doilies on the back of the rocking chairs.
Right.
Just or the
let
recliner.
It go because your kids or whoever buys the house or whatever should have the ability to decorate it the way they wanted to, just as you did.
Yeah.
When you moved it. So I'm just saying, people let it go.
Well, you will relate to this next story. It says, this happened during my first year teaching elementary school. Like most new teachers, I was constantly behind. If I wasn't grading papers, I was planning lessons. If I wasn't planning lessons, I was trying to figure out how to decorate a bulletin board without spending half my paycheck. Looking back, I'm honestly surprised I survived that first year. The school where I got my start was a pretty typical elementary school in a working class neighborhood. There was nothing creepy about it. During the day, it was exactly what you'd expect an elementary school to be. Loud, busy, full of kids. Most of the teachers had been there for years, and before long, I settled into a routine and started feeling like I belonged. The problem was that I was terrible at getting my work done before the end of the day. Most afternoons after the buses left and the building emptied out, I was still sitting in my classroom, grading papers, planning lessons, trying to stay ahead of whatever was coming next. The other teachers somehow managed to leave at a reasonable time. I seemed to be out of there after dark more often than not. Looking back, I couldn't tell you when I first noticed it. It wasn't one particular day or one memorable experience. It was more like every once in a while when I was working late, I'd hear what sounded like students coming from somewhere else in the building. I couldn't hear words, but I could hear voices. If you've worked in a school, you know that sound immediately. A couple kids talking in a hallway, little burst of laughter, the kind of background noise that becomes so familiar you barely notice it during the day. The first few times it happened, I honestly didn't think anything of it. There were after-school activities, sports, tutoring programs, all kinds of reasons kids could still be around. Usually I'd glance up from whatever I was doing, listen for a few seconds, and then go back to work. It wasn't until one evening when I stepped into the hallway and found the building completely empty that I started paying attention. I'd heard what sounded like several kids talking somewhere near the office area, not loud, close enough that I assumed somebody was still there. So when I walked out to see who it was, every light in that section of the building was off. The office was locked up, the hallway was empty, there wasn't another person in sight. I remember standing there for a second, wondering where everyone had gone. Then I went back in and started grading papers. A few weeks later, happened again. This time I was working on lesson plans when I heard what sounded like children laughing somewhere down the hall. Lasted maybe 3 or 4 seconds and then stopped. I stepped outside my classroom expecting to see somebody, but no one was there. Over the next couple years, I heard the voices enough times that they became familiar. Sometimes it sounded like a few students quietly around a corner. Sometimes it sounded like laughter. A couple times it sounded like a group of kids passing through the hallway on their way somewhere. Every single time my reaction was the same. I assumed there were students in the building, but there never was. What made it more interesting was that I wasn't the only one to hear it. One afternoon, I mentioned it to another teacher while we were cleaning up after a school event. I wasn't trying to tell a ghost story. I was mostly asking if she had ever noticed how it seems like sounds really carry through the building. And before I could even finish explaining, she said, "Oh, the voices?" I remember laughing because I wasn't expecting her to say that. And she told me that she had heard them too. Every once in a while, she would hear them when she was there by herself. After that conversation, I started hearing similar stories from other staff members. A teacher would mention hearing kids in a hallway after everyone had gone home. Somebody else would say they thought they heard students talking during summer break while setting up their classroom. Nobody made a big deal out of it, and everybody seemed super casual about it. The building had been there a long time. I guess people accepted that strange things occasionally happen there. The third year at my school, it was a Friday evening. I had stayed late to finish report cards. The building had been empty for at least an hour, and I remember debating whether I should just take the rest of the work home with me. Eventually, I packed up my things, turned off the lights, headed for the door, and as soon as I stepped in the hallway, I heard what sounded like several kids talking near. It was the kind of sound that was so normal during the school day that my brain didn't even immediately register anything unusual about it. For a second, I honestly thought there must have been a group of students somewhere in the building for an event or an activity. Then I remembered it was nearly 6 o'clock on a Friday. There would have been no students in there at all. The voices lasted just a few seconds, and by the time I stopped walking and listened, everything was quiet again. I stood there for a moment expecting to hear them pick back up, but I didn't hear anything. I ended up checking a few classrooms on my way out, mostly because it felt strange not to. Every room was empty. That was probably the clearest experience I ever had. I stayed there several more years before moving to another district. The voices never became an everyday occurrence, but every now and then I'd hear them when I was working late. Sometimes it sounded like a couple of students talking somewhere down the hall, sometimes a quick burst of laughter, always just enough to make me look up from what I was doing. A few years ago, I ran into a former coworker at a training conference, and we were catching up and talking about old coworkers and former students. And before we went our separate ways, she asked if I had ever heard voices in there when I had been there after hours. So she remembered them too. I never saw anything in the school. I never heard enough to make out actual words. But it happened often enough that other teachers noticed it too. Thanks for reading. I appreciate your time, Robert. You know, there's just so many haunted schools.
So many.
So many of them. And, you know, there's those old schools that, what would you say, probably built in the 20s, 30s?
40s.
Yeah.
Or 50s even, yeah.
And so many kids in and out of there. So is that kind of like, are they haunted or is it just an imprint of these kids being left behind?
That's funny. That's what I was thinking too. It's weird because it doesn't exactly sound like a haunting. It sounds almost more like the soundtrack of the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like these things are still happening, but it's not like constant. You just like hear kids laughing and enough to go, where are they?
Right. But it's almost like, you know, like you would have it on a reel-to-reel tape and it got flipped on and off or something that it's weird, but it doesn't quite sound like some sort of intelligent haunting. Like somebody's trying to scare people or there's something there that just never left. It oddly sounds like I said, the soundtrack of the building. Mm-hmm. That's kind of on a loop.
Like an imprint.
Yes.
It's just the sound of the building replaying.
Yeah.
So I guess it could be residual or something, but
mm-hmm.
But it's not like there's other activity. He's not hearing footsteps or not, you know, things aren't being moved. It's just kids.
You know, and I have worked in so many school, but minor colleges, so it's not the children chatter, you know. But once again, during days, it's busy. There's lots of commotion, lots of activity, voices, things like that. At night, very quiet. Now, have I had weird things happen? I have, but not like I'm hearing that, you know, the sound of the buildings during the day play again.
Mm-hmm.
This just feels oddly super connected to this building, like it is built on some sort of weird, you know, vortex or something that's capturing sound and repeating it.
And what is it about?
It's like a Twilight Zone.
What is it about kids laughing that can be just such a touching sound and a really freaking creepy sound?
Creepy at the same time.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I love hearing kids laugh. Until you're in a school all by yourself. And it's like, shit, that can be creepier.
House.
Yeah. It can be charming. Yeah. It can be delightful. And it can really scare the crap out of you.
My God, I'll tell you, listening to Robert tell this story, though, about his first year and being behind. I was like, I can remember so much feeling that way the first year or so that I taught. And then even later when, like, say I got a new class or something I would have to teach. And it would be that. I would think to myself, I just have to be one class ahead.
Yeah.
That's all I can do this semester is be one class ahead of them, never letting them know that, right? And that's how you feel. You're just constantly working every night to be ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, I will do my best.
Oh, that's a lot, so much work. I don't know. It just, like I said, it feels like a weird tape playing or something.
Yeah, that's what I think too. It's weird because there's nothing else happening. It's just kids being kids. Let's go to this phone call.
This is Ebony, and I am calling from New York. I'm really scared to call in tonight and tell my ghost story because every day I listen to your show and every day I think about my story. how I was haunted as a child. And it's actually started to bring up a lot of different memories and things that I thought I had blocked away, you know, I can kind of see in my mind, and my heart's beating really fast right now. It's dark here in New York and it's late, and I'm like, okay, should I call in and tell my story now? You know, but it's really scary. So let me just begin. Growing up, it was really normal in my family for, you know, things to plague us, we would think, or everyone always had a third sight. I come from a family where my great-grandparents had 7 girls, and they in turn had girls. Everyone, there's just a bunch of women in our family. And the thing is, they say that we have a third sight. Well, when I was a kid, I really had really bad nightmares and night terrors. I was so, so, so afraid to sleep by myself. I would bang on my mom's door. I would cry, please just let me in. And there's one particular house that we lived in. And I had this room that was tucked away kind of through the kitchen towards the backyard. And my mom, she had a room that was through the kitchen, through the living room on the other side. Her room was all the way across the house. Every single night I had to go to bed, I dreaded it. I dreaded it so bad. I could just feel this presence in the room, standing in the corner. Like even now as I think about it, when the lights were turned on, because I would not sleep without the lights turned on. I wouldn't sleep at all, actually. But I could just still look over into that corner and I just see a tall man, just a black jacket, black hat that we talk about, or that you guys talk about. And, you know, just thinking about it now, it's really terrifying. But I always remember when my grandmother was alive, she just told me, you know, never be afraid and control your own energy. So, but as a kid, I was always scared. My mom, she didn't really get into it with me at all. She would always just say, there's nothing there, there's nothing there. Go to bed, go to bed. And I would be crying, crying, crying to the point where I had to have her sleep in my room, in my bed. It's just, I can still see him right now telling this story over in the corner, standing, black jacket, black hat, long black jacket. I'm afraid. I don't want to manifest this thing now, you know. I have to control my energy. I remember being in the bathtub as a kid, and I just felt like something was staring, something was watching me. No one could see it. I could feel it. You know, I just saw it there, like I felt it. I would always be afraid. Everything growing up, the lights had to be turned on. Someone has to sleep in the bed with me. And I really didn't get over this fear until I was about 20 years old. So about 10 years ago, I'm 30 now. But that is this ghost story. I definitely have tons more. But hopefully, you know, getting it out, talking about it will make it easier to deal with. Thanks.
I kind of want to give her a hug. You know, because it sounds like she's been through this paranormal trauma and it took her a long time to work through it.
Well, and I'm
and she's still afraid of it.
Disappointed that she didn't get more support from the family, as they all seem to know that they had a third sense, a third sight.
Yeah.
And like she said, and I'm like, okay, so if everybody knows that having a third sight in your family is a fairly common thing, why aren't y'all there for each other?
Right. And she's just a little girl and she's scared and seeing a man standing in the corner of her bedroom. How mm-hmm. do you sleep?
And
hell,
I'm a grown-ass woman.
I'm old. Well, I couldn't, if there was a man standing in the corner of my bedroom, like I'd be moving tomorrow. I'd put this house on the market.
Well, and I think you and I maybe are kind of especially touched by this because we grew up in a house where we were afraid all the time, where it always felt like somebody was watching us, and we, you know, would, you know, run past mirrors and run past any place you might see a reflection, or, you know, things happened all the time to us. And it is very traumatizing. I understand 100%, Ebony. I really do.
I just feel for her.
And it takes a long time. It takes, doesn't it? It takes a long time. And I think the talking about it helps. It helped me. Does it help you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And to find a community of people who, or have some friends even, who are open to discussing it with you rather than telling you that you're crazy.
Well, there's that and your family. I think it took until we were older. Mm-hmm. And by older, you know, in our 20s or something, before our family was comfortable enough, and I mean my other brothers and sisters, to get together and talk about it. Mm-hmm. I think for the longest time, we felt like Ebony. If I talk about it, I'm afraid it'll manifest. And so that's why I think it took us a long time before we looked at each other and went, you saw that too? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you heard it? Or what, you saw that? Or whatever, you know, like all of a sudden these things started coming out of each of us and we were able to talk about it together. And I think that really helped me because I felt validated in what had happened. As the thing is too, I don't know how old Ebony is now, but as I've gotten older, slowly, you know, year by year or whatever, you take back a little bit more. And I think this is what her grandmother was saying. You have to be in charge of your energy, right? And I think that's it. I think slowly I started taking that back and saying, no, this is mine. And I think once I started becoming more confident in myself, I'm like, I had these experiences. If you don't buy it, whatever, that's on you. I'm moving on. I think your grandmother was right. I do think we have to take control of ourselves and our energy and what we allow in and what we don't. That's easier said than done.
Yeah. I think, too, as with anything, you get more confident with yourself as you age.
I think so, too.
And, you know, yes. It just takes a lot to process it.
It does. Absolutely.
I just wanted to hug her.
Me too.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, you can share it with us. Super easy to do that. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.